Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does the Warren County Conservation Board do? Let's go in-depth with Jim Preeb, director, and Karen Jolis-Salkowski, naturalist. Jim, what do you do at Warren County Conservation?
I've been director for Warren County Conservation since July of 1990.
So you know Warren County pretty well and then the natural resources?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And Karen, how long have you been here?
I've been here since 2014.
And what do you do?
I'm a naturalist here.
Naturalist, and so that means that you're working programs with kids, adults, a mix of things, seasonal, is that how it works?
Yes, that means we do the education programs here with both field trips, so kids, day camps, just the general public.
And you probably have people saying, "What? I saw this bird the other day and it looked like this, can you tell me what that is?"
Yes, all the time we get animal wildlife questions.
Can you tell us a little bit about the resources Warren County Conservation has?
Well, Warren County manages over 2,000 acres in about 14 areas. We've had several recent additions, so we're excited about some of those. But that ranges from native prairie to linear trails. So quite a variety of things, different resources available to the public.
An education center here?
Yes, the Annette Nature Center opened in 1997 and serves as the hub for our education programming. And all of our day camps are centered out of here, a lot of our public programming. And of course, the exhibits are open daily during the week and then Sundays noon to 4.
And then you've got it's a new pavilion, right?
It's the Lester Davison Memorial Pavilion. Been 4 or 5 years since that donation came in to start that project. It was assisted by the Friends of Warren County Conservation and was really generated a lot of interest from the public.
Well, what a great idea. I mean, if that's a gift, what a gift to the people of Warren County where you can have wedding receptions,
Family reunions, any kind of gathering that you like. We also use it a lot for our programming. Fully modern restrooms, running water in the pavilion, a fireplace, a fire pit. And one of the coolest things about it is that it was almost entirely constructed by our own staff.
Nice. Okay, so they had the requisite skills?
Yes, the actual design and everything except the shingles and the concrete work at the base was done in-house.
So there's a lot of pride in that.
Absolutely.
Here. People can say, I built that.
Yeah, I'm really proud that I got to put some screws and nails into it, but it was the rest of the field staff that really ran that project. They did a fantastic job.
Well, tell us a little bit about the exhibits.
We have lots of exhibits here at the Annette Nature Center. We have Native American artifacts that are on display. We also have taxidermied animals. And then we have a bunch of live animals that range from owls to salamanders, snakes, fish. And then we have our newest Priscilla Gomer butterfly and pollinator exhibit.
The what?
The Priscilla Gomer butterfly and pollinator exhibit.
Okay, that's a person.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps. Okay,
The exhibit features honeybees, live butterflies in the summer. It talks all about insects. It has a bunch of hands-on activities for the kids. They can dress up in a beekeeper costume, put on butterfly wings, build an insect, pretend to be a beekeeper, just a bunch of different things for them to kind of get hands-on with.
So that was a gift?
That was from donations, yes.
Okay. And in honor of somebody, where's the name?
In honor of Priscilla Gomer.
Okay.
Yeah, she lived in this area just a couple miles north and was a frequent visitor.
Okay.
And her family made a very generous donation to get that project going.
Well, how nice is that? That's great.
It's our newest exhibit, and it's been well received by the public. And Friends of Warren County Conservation Board also helped sponsor that, along with a lot of other donors that are listed in the exhibit.
So the community is really invested in conservation here. With the gifts, they help make the place better and and honor a legacy. And
the original purchase of the property that the Nature Center sits on was a gift from the same gentleman who left the money that built the Nature Center a number of years later. And of course, the pavilion was donation that got that project started and off and running, and of course then the Gommer donation for the pollinator exhibit. There's a lot of things, not just in this area, but all throughout Warren County that would not have happened without people thinking of others and how they wanted to be remembered.
Well, and you've got some events coming up. You've got a hike coming up, snowshoes. Can you tell us a little bit about them coming up?
Yes, we have lots of winter activities coming up. So our next biggest event will be our first of the year hike, which is new this year. Doing this on a Saturday from 2 to 3 to get people outdoors and to start thinking about their kind of goal setting and fitness goals for the year and getting them exploring out in the winter when we don't have as many people out.
And that's January 5th.
January 5th.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jim Preeb, director of the Warren County Conservation Board, and Karen Jolis-Salkowski, naturalist. All right, first hike of the year. Hiking in the winter is, if you're bundled up, it is just fascinating. It's really different than hiking in the summer. And where does that take place?
It'll be here at the Annette Nature Center.
Okay, and how long is it?
Just about an hour long, and then we'll do some hot cocoa and snacks at the end.
Okay, so an hour long. So can I shuffle along, or are we going to go at a brisk pace?
No, we'll go at a kind of casual pace, and families are welcome to join.
Maybe see some wildlife?
Hopefully, if we're lucky.
Cardinals.
Probably that's cardinals, maybe some geese.
Good chance of
maybe
seeing
an eagle.
Deer too. Yeah, eagles.
And then snowshoe hikes.
Yep, we're doing snowshoe hikes throughout the winter. Provided that we get enough snow, we're going to try and host a few of those in January and then again in February. And those are open to families as well. We have kid-sized snowshoes and adult-sized snowshoes. And then we'll just hit the trails.
You have size 14?
The sizes actually go off of like height and weight, so we can accommodate pretty much anybody.
All right, because I've got pretty big feet.
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Okay. All right, well, you know, the first time I went snowshoeing, I was pretty nervous. I thought I'm going to tumble over or it's going to be too much work, but they're really, really fun.
They're really fun, and it's not that hard. I tell people if you can walk, you can snowshoe. And, you know, if you fall, you're landing in snow. It's all good.
It's no big deal.
Yep.
And how long is that?
It's usually about an hour, just depending on how cold it is and how fast we move along the trail.
Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know, there's just something. We're so used to hiding from winter. We want to be inside. But it's like once you go outside and you commit to being outside and you're dressed to be outside, it can be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people tend to overdress when we go snowshoeing and then realize that they're shedding some layers. So as long as you come dressed in layers, you can always take it off if you need to and stay nice and warm.
Put it in the backpack.
Yep.
All right. And is it okay for kids?
Yes, it's okay for kids.
And how old? You have?
I would say probably 5 or 6 years old and up.
You don't want to be carrying them back?
No. Definitely not up that big hill for sure.
Oh, okay. A big hill?
Yeah. We have a couple hills here, so.
Southern Iowa. There's going to be hills.
Sledding hills.
So do you get a lot of people coming out sledding?
We've had a couple people. If we get enough snow, I mean, it's the hill is on the sunny side kind of there, so you have to have quite a bit of snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other kinds of programs do you do throughout the year?
We do a lot of different programs. So we do our field trips usually in the warmer months, and then we do day camps. We do public programs like hikes and owl prowl. Just a variety of different things.
And how many visitors do you think you have a year?
I'm really not very sure about that. When we first opened up in 1997, a lot of people didn't even know we were here, and our visitorship was pretty low. But as the years have gone on, it's been just basically a steady increase. We get a lot more weekday visitors now than we did even 5 years ago. So it's picked up, but putting a number on it would be pretty hard.
Well, and plus they don't have to stop in. We can just pass right on through.
One of the things we really want this place to do, the Nature Center, is to serve as a funnel. So people come in and then they go out and enjoy the area, the 160 acres that we have around it. And if they skip the Nature Center itself and just head out into the park, we may not see them, but that counts as a win because we've got them outdoors.
Why is that a win? Why is it important to get people outdoors?
I think we're just all healthier if we're out and moving around and enjoying what's been given to us. We have so much, and if we don't appreciate it and take care of it and learn how to enjoy it, we're missing out on a lot of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of problems, I think, with society in the sense that if we don't know nature, we don't know what we're losing as, you know, society changes, our demands change. If we're inside all the time, there's no thought of what we might be losing with respect to growth and development, the kinds of things we should be thinking about.
It's one of the goals that we have and I've always had here is to help people be aware of the value of what's outside and why it's important, why they should want to keep it.
It's good for people also to get outside, especially in the winter, just to unplug and kind of disconnect from like stress in their life and technology somewhat and just be out in nature and in that moment and what it provides for you.
It's a spiritual moment if you just let go for a little bit and put the phone down and get away from the technology.
Very much so.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jim Preeb, director of the Warren County Conservation Board, and Karen Jolas Salkowski, naturalist. And for the kids, it makes me very sad that they want to think about. There's some kids that don't hardly ever get outdoors these days. When I was a kid, we were outdoors all the time. And now kids just aren't. And this is a safe place for them to go. And
absolutely.
And interactions with parents and siblings.
And it's a great place for the kids to bring their parents. That's one of the things we'll see on a regular basis is a kid will come in that's been on a field trip and they've drugged their parents back out here with them because they wanted to show their parents what they'd seen. That always makes me smile when I hear that.
Well, that's great news. And so do the school systems in the county, do they take advantage of the resources?
Yes, they do. We have a lot of schools that we work with throughout the county for field trips, and then we also do like in-classroom programs with them during the winter time.
Okay, so you'll go into the classroom.
Go to the classroom.
You even have a few brave teachers that bring their kids out in the wintertime.
We have a couple winter field trips too. So,
and can say they set up something special with you? Can they just call and say,
yes,
"Hey"?
Yes, they can just call or they can email me, either one, and we can set something up.
Have you ever had an odd request for a program?
I don't know. I guess probably. I can't think of a specific one, but I mean.
Well, I want to learn about snowshoe rabbits or something. I mean, nothing like that.
No, that wouldn't strike me as odd.
That
I guess
one, okay.
To learn when they ask about wildlife questions. I guess it's some of the questions they ask, maybe more about facilities and things like that we have here, as far as restrooms and stuff like that. But I don't think we've had too many odd requests.
And that would come up since you've got some primitive campgrounds. Mm-hmm. So that question might come up.
Sure.
And do they get a lot of use?
Yeah, our campgrounds, the usage has really risen in the last 10 years. And we've tried to improve the facilities a little bit. They all have at least pit latrines in them now. So there are restroom facilities, but not modern ones. And no running water. So you have to prepare. You have to take your potables with you and all that stuff. But yeah, our use in the parks, just general use and campground use, all of it has gone up.
Well, and how far away do you draw?
We get a lot of people from the Des Moines area on a regular basis. And probably just the surrounding counties would be the majority of our visitors. But sometimes we've had people here from Japan. We've had people here from Europe, you know, visitors that came in with somebody they were staying with.
Well, how do you keep up with knowledge, with, you know, what's happening with, the natural world, with research, with what's happening to our climate? Are you always reading a lot? Maybe it doesn't change at all, or management practices? Is it hard to keep up on stuff like that?
A lot of reading. And then the naturalists especially, but the rest of the staff as well will attend some training, some informational sessions on different aspects of their jobs through the course of the year.
Tell me about a really good day. A really good day. What's that look like for you?
A really good day, like a typical office day, or just any really good day at work?
Any day at work.
Any day that I can be outside is a good day. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm in the woods. So
that's your good day.
Yeah. Being in the forest is my favorite spot.
And you're out there and you're learning. Mm-hmm. And so then you can teach.
Right.
You're never not learning, are you?
No, I'm always learning, constantly learning. If there's a plant I don't know or a bug I don't know, I'm going to go look it up so I can know for next time.
And you're going to be able to explain it. And that must feel good when you can explain something to somebody and why that creature is important, its role in nature.
I think so. And for me, it's important about seeing their excitement, because I know that I'm excited about seeing it or finding that animal or finding that plant. And I want them to be just as excited and be just as curious as I am about it.
And a good day for you, Jim?
In August, I attended a grant review session where we received funding to help purchase another 80 acres for the public to use in Warren County. That was a good day. One of my favorite days in the year are the ending days of our hunter education classes, because the students, the younger students especially, are so excited about finishing up and getting to do some live firing at clay birds and then getting their certificates so that they can get out and purchase a hunting license. Those are good days.
And you've got some ice fishing coming up.
Yes, we're going to be doing like an introduction to ice fishing where people can come out and learn about the equipment they need for ice fishing and then safety on the ice. And then hopefully if we have enough ice, they'll be able to go ice fishing and actually fish for fish.
So you've got a program coming up Thursday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Our program on Thursday is called ULA Infused, which has kind of a fun name, but it's about setting like goals for yourself in every aspect of your life and incorporating natural essential oils in with those goals, along with using cleaner, greener, not chemicals, but products that are better for the environment as part of those goals. And we're going to have a guest speaker from Young Living Essential Oils that will be presenting that program.
Why do essential oils matter?
For one, they're a natural product that's found in the environment, and they can give you a lot of great health benefits. And they also are in certain cleaning products, so you can clean without using harsh chemicals.
Thanks to Jim Preeb and Karen Jolis-Salkowski for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.